have a good time. Put a smile on your face, yeah. KBKM and Elation Radio. Even brighten your day and help you through the night. Bring you good music. KBKM and Elation Radio. And here's your host.
Me a while to get to this place. I'm so glad I'm in this phase, accepting all my flaws, embracing authenticity. 'Cause there's nobody quite like me. Oh, I like being me. Who I'm created to be. Original, not favored Elation Radio with people that listen in to all of our podcasts. We say thank you. I send a shout out to each and every one of you and your family, to our very own visionary, hallelujah, and founder, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, who does great and marvelous things because of the Lord leading and guiding her. We greet you on today and thank you for all that the Lord is doing in and through you. To my husband, Pastor Donald Wright Jr., I love you, I love you, I love you. Thank you for your prayers. Thank you for your support. Thank you for all that you do for us and with what we're doing today. I thank God for our guest for today, Dr. Tony Strong, who will be joining us later in the podcast to share her story and what God is doing in her life. But can I say, with all of the greetings, with all of the things that we're saying, none of this could be possible without our Abba Father. So we acknowledge him and give him all of the glory for what he's done, what he will do, how he's done it, and how he proceeds to bless his people everywhere. I want you to know, if you haven't made that decision to accept the Lord Jesus as your Lord and Savior, you still have time. We are still breathing, moving, and having our being. This is an opportune time for you to think about getting closer to him and allowing him to do what is necessary and needful in your life. He's just a prayer away. For all of you, and this is your first time listening into the Just For You podcast, I want to share with you what the Just For You podcast is all about. The Just For You podcast is designed to encourage, empower, and engage listeners to thrive spiritually, naturally, utilizing biblical principles. Just For You will reveal truth in the Holy Bible to illustrate kingdom living, soul winning, compassion, and strategies to serve mankind, making a difference locally and globally. Just For You will allow listeners to hear teachings that are applicable, yes, that will inspire, and opportunities for more, serving more effectively in the home, church, school, community, and marketplace that is what Just For You is all about. As I said, we could not make it without the Lord. We want to give him the reverence, do his name to lead us, guide us, and direct us. If you will, please join me in a word of prayer. Hallelujah. Abba Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this day. We thank you for this opportunity to come together in you and to share good news with those that are listening in, to share about our community, share about the great works that others are doing for your glory. We thank you for Elation Radio. We thank you for our CEO, founder, and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. And we thank you for the entire Elation Radio family. We say thank you for them, oh God. We ask in the name of Jesus that you will come in and bless every listener listening in, that they will be encouraged, they will be uplifted, and they will have
what they need from you. Only you can guide them to listen in. Only you can open their ears to hear and to be able to receive what you want to say on today. We say thank you. We say thank you for our guest, Dr. Toni Strong, for her husband, her children, her life in you. I thank you, God, that you see her in the work that she's doing for you. She serves, hallelujah, in season and out of season. And we ask that you bless her and continually be with her. Meet every need, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for whoever, wherever it is needed. You are able to do anything but fail. And we say thank you for that. Thank you for our family and our home here. We're asking, God, that you bless in a mighty way in the name of Jesus, all of us, for our obedience and our heart to follow. So have your divine will and way, whether it's a first-time listener, one that is following along in study, one that wants to know more about Dr. Toni Strong or Elation Radio. Bless them all. And we say thank you in the mighty name of Jesus. Forgive us of our sins and give us a heart to forgive others. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me in prayer on tonight. We have a very short exhortation, and we want to talk about the fact that the Lord chose you, but what is the responsibility of him choosing you? So today we're going to be in Luke, the 12th chapter, and we only have a few verses, about 10 or so, and we're going to just go through this very, very quickly, but there truly is a message, all right? Follow along with me. We're reading from the King James Version. You may have a different version, but this is what we're reading today, and we ask that you hear. Blessed are those, this is the 37th verse, the 12th chapter of Luke. Blessed are those servants whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find watching. Verily I say unto you that he shall gird himself and make them to sit down to meat, and will come forth and serve them. And if he shall come in the second watch, or come in the third watch, and find them, so blessed are those servants. Let's stop right there. Listen, whatever we're called to do in the matter the Lord has blessed us to do it, may we be found doing it well. May we be found, whether it's the first hour or the eighth hour, the 10th hour or the 12th hour, wherever we are serving, may we have a heart of love. And even in the rough times, may God strengthen us enough to turn it around, that we do not get weary in well-doing. Let's go on to read 39. And this know, that if the good man of the house had known what hour the thief would come, he would have watched and not have suffered his house to be broken through. What does that mean? Had he prepared, had he watched, had he looked for what could happen? You know, for us in this natural world, there's something called insurance. There's life insurance, and then there is home insurance. There's even auto insurance. What is the insurance for? The insurance is in place in case there is an accident, in case something would happen, in case there would be a devastation. In our everyday life, may we understand we need a covering bigger than a piece of paper. We need someone to help us through our everyday living. Give us strength. Give us a mindset to follow and be able to conform ourselves to this righteousness, that we will be well. Listen, it is a fact that things are going to happen. They're going to happen to you. They're going to happen to me because it's called life. But the important thing in this scripture is if the good man had known that the thief was coming, he would have protected the house. I want to ask you today, my God, today, how are you protecting your house? I'm not talking about the ones with the windows and the doors. I'm talking about the one you walk around in. I'm talking about your physical being. How is it protected in times of trouble? Do you pray or do you seek prayer? Do you even think about prayer? What is it that keeps you protected in this hour from the thief when he would come? 40, be ye therefore ready also, for the Son of Man cometh at an hour when you think not. Then Peter said unto him, Lord, speakest thou this parable unto us, or even to all? Who you talking to, Jesus? You talking to us, or you talking to everybody? This kind of feels like you talking to everybody, and it's including us. You know, we walk with you. I know you're not trying to talk to us, because we walk with you. But there is a word that needs to be said, that we understand that the hour is coming when there will be more required of us than we would imagine. If we are preparing ourselves spiritually, naturally, in this world, then we will understand that life, and I'm going to say this word, is good. Our own Samuel always says, it's good, it's all good. Why? Because there's something about a peace in knowing what God can do. So let us continue to journey on. 42, and the Lord said, when then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord, hallelujah, who then is that faithful and wise steward whom his Lord shall make ruler over his household, to give them their portion of meat in due season. Blessed is that servant whom the Lord, when he cometh, shall find so doing. Here again we find he's watching each and every day, the choices we make, the decisions we finalize, how we're living, what we're doing, when we're doing it. Are we faithful? Are we committed? Do we press or do we just stay still? Do we push? When my sister, I heard her say this, I saw it on her face. You got to pray until something happens. Do we push? All right, Dr. Tony Strong, do we push until something happens? That is what the Lord wants us to do. Pray, acknowledge him, trust him in all of our decisions. Amen. Hallelujah. 44, of a truth I say unto you that he will make him ruler over all that he hath. But, and if that servant say in his heart, my Lord delayeth his coming, and shall begin to beat the men servants and maidens, and to eat and drink, and to be drunken, the Lord of that servant will come in a day when he looketh not for him, and at an hour when he is not aware, and will cut him in sunder, and will appoint his portion with the unbelievers. Listen, there's a word right there. We are to work while it is day. We are to serve each other. We are to press in and love one another. We are to stand firm on the kingdom and the gospel. Why? Because there are times when the thief is going to come. And it is a warning, and it is a message for us all to be prepared. What does it mean to be prepared? To be in relationship and not religion. Religion is where we stand, where we have rituals, we have traditions, and we just follow those things because we think that's a good thing. We think that makes us a good person. However, there's a reality that in this flesh, there is no good thing. Where grace has therefore abided, mercy has granted us pardon, and we must understand with that, we have a responsibility to follow him in all of his ways as best we can in this natural body. In doing so, he's going to reward us. The word just reminded us that he's going to reward us with blessings and making us ruler. I need to say that overall. Listen. Have you ever entered into an atmosphere and maybe you started at the ground level and then God promoted you to the next level? Then he promoted you again to another level. Then somewhere in that level, he said, I find favor on you and promote you to another level. Where does promotion come from? It comes from the Lord. So I'm sorry. You thought your boss promoted you. I'm sorry. You thought someone gave you favor. It is God that touches the heart of the king that will give us favor to fulfill his divine will. Let you always be mindful of that. It is not your good works. Yes, they may be good. And yes, it may warrant recognition or something that you've done to go to a level. But only God can touch the heart of the king and give you that favor. If you don't believe me, think about the many people that have gone and they've done what they needed to do. Maybe it's schooling. Maybe it's in the company. They've created programs, all kinds of policies. And then it comes to promotion and they feel like they're overlooked. But God promotes us in his due season. Even when it doesn't feel like it's the right time, he knows what's best for each and every one of us. And promotions don't always come packaged the way we think they will. Excuse me, that way all the time. He can speak in a sweet, small voice and create an atmosphere that would bless you for the rest of your life with just one word. So I want us to be mindful of that. 47, and that servant which knew his Lord's will and prepared not himself, neither did according to his will, shall be beaten with many stripes. Hallelujah. 48. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given of him, hallelujah, shall be much required. And to him and to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask more. Let me read that scripture again. But he that knew not and did commit things worthy of stripes shall be beaten with few stripes. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. And to whom men have committed much, of him they will ask the more. What is this simply saying? We often teach, when you know better, you do better. There's a difference when you commit a thought of something not knowing it. There's another way it is looked at. But when you commit something in a way that you are fully engaged and you fully know it's wrong, then you know there's a harsher, I would say, something that will come a little different for you, right? It's imperative to understand in this life that what we do with the heart and the love of Abba Father. We do it because he's given us an assignment. He's given us a gift, that we are to steward, watch over, pray over, and do our best. He is responsible. I need someone to hear this, for the provision. We are responsible for the gifts and the assignments. He looks to see whether or not we do it with the heart it was given. He looks to see if we're preparing for the next thing that he's spoken to us about. He will let us know through prayer, through the word, through maybe someone he sends across our path, through a lot of ways to encourage us to do his divine will. He never makes a mistake. He's always on time. If we are to be promoted, we are to be promoted from the Lord with the heart and the mindset that is needed to lead others, to share with others. We are assigned to people. Whatever we're called to do in ministry, it is not about us. It is about the kingdom and giving of ourselves. That's why we prepare, by having what we need to be a blessing. I am a firm believer, according to Genesis 12, that whom the Lord trusts, he trusts you to be a blessing. He's not giving us wealth for us to flaunt our big houses and to act as though, yes, I created this, I did this, I. He wants us to be a blessing. It's okay to have beautiful things, but beautiful things shouldn't happen. It's okay to be able to want more, but don't let the wanting more make you selfish that you can't receive all the things he has for you, because we get blindsided by the things that are in front of us. Here's a question for you. If no one was looking, would you still do things on the same degree of which you do them? If your answer is yes, and that is for the good, you already are preparing for the Lord's return. By praying, by fasting, by studying, by serving others, by doing your best to promote the kingdom, by making sure that there's no man, woman, boy, or girl that won't know his name. We have been given an awesome responsibility, not just the fivefold ministry, but when we commit to a relationship with the Lord, we are literally saying to him, I love you, I appreciate you, I accept this life to live for you, and that you will help me in all my broken places. You will help me to grow and to develop. I trust your will, and I'm going to stay right there. Why is that important? Because going to church is wonderful, but having a relationship where you talk to him, having a relationship where he knows that you're his, it's like a parent. When parents have children, all of our children may or may not do all of the right things. But the love of the parent for the child that really has a heart to be a parent is to want to see the best for their child. It is the same way with the Lord for us. He wants the very best for us. Even when we don't understand all of the ways, he is going to operate to give it to us. I want to encourage you today to stand fast in the Lord. Continue to be in his word. Continue to study to show yourself approved, a workman that needed not be ashamed. I want you to be encouraged today that you may or may not have felt you were doing a good job. I want to say to you, when you are fast and firm in the Lord, it may not feel comfortable at all times, but know that he's going to reward you for what you've done for the kingdom. It's like a referral program. Many people understand if they refer someone to a service or refer them for a vehicle or refer them for something, there's a reward that comes with that. Refer them for a house or real estate. Listen, no one can do for us better than the Lord when we refer others to the kingdom. Had you ever thought about it like that? There's something wonderful that happens when he sees in the earth that when we say yes to his will, accept him as Lord of our lives, that there at that moment, we not only believed in our heart, but we became witnesses for him, right? At that moment, we agreed that we would be witnesses. And every time you witness to somebody, one man plants, another one waters, but it is God who gives the increase. Always remember that. One plants, another one waters, but God gives the increase. I pray this week's exhortation has been a blessing to you. It has strengthened you. It has helped you to see and to understand the power that it is in serving and being able to hear and prepare for what is coming, whether it be in your spiritual life, your natural life. Do not be caught off guard. Again, I say, do not be caught off guard. Do what is necessary at the moment in the time with the best of your ability to do what you can, that your life, your spirit, your soul, your family can be safe when he returns. Because he is coming back, and he's going to begin at the household. He's going to begin there, and then he's going to be seen for all that he promised he was going to do. The question is, will we be ready? And if we're preparing without a shadow of a doubt, we can honestly say, yes, we will. But it will take some praying. It will take some agreeing with the word. It will take some understanding every day. You're being molded, shaped, and form for him. And no one can shape us like he can. Where someone may look at someone and say, man, they're just out there. They're never going to change. God can look at that same individual and give them the things that they least could expect because of what they've been told or how they live. Live on purpose and intentionally, making sure we're insured spiritually for his return. So thank you again for listening to this week's exhortation. And we pray that it will be a blessing, a strength, and a help to you. On today, we have a very special guest. This guest I've known for some time. Her and her husband are amazing. They do quite a bit, not only in the community, but their passion is to serve God. And I've watched them, we've monitored them, we understand that the calling is real on their life. And I'm honored and I'm thankful to introduce to some today and present to others Dr. Toni Strong. God bless you on today, woman of God.
God bless you. God bless you. What a mighty word.
Amen. Amen. We thank God for you on today. I am totally geeked and excited to have you on. Would you please explain to the listening audience who you are? First of all, I want to talk about the ministry that we met, you guys, and what we know about you in serving initially in Wellston, and talk to the listening audience about who you are, but please let them know about the servitude portion as well.
Amen. I am Dr. Toni Strong. I would be undone and incomplete if I did not, and I pray you don't mind, invite my husband on this
conversation. Come on. Yes, please.
Dr. Robert Strong.
Yes. God bless you, man of God.
Hello, woman of God. How are you?
Amen. We're honored to have you as well with her.
All right. Thank you.
Amen. We are Prodigal House Ministries, Street Ministry. We're servants of the Most High, most of all. We're servants. Just being led by what God tells us to do, where he tells us to go, how he tells us to go,
amen,
and when he tells us to go. That's who we are.
And listen,
sister, and that's all we are.
Yeah,
that's all we are. We are Prodigal House Ministries. We are still in Wellston. On Sundays at 1 o'clock.
Amen.
On the Meridian line of the city of St. Louis and Wellston. On the street corner, we bring the church to the people.
Yeah.
You talked about a lot of it in your message. You talked about using your gift.
Mm-hmm.
You talked about being led by God. You talked about kingdom work. You talked about serving God's people, using your gift to serve God's people. That's what it's all about.
Amen. 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 And, you know, even your ministry is your marriage as well. You know, I love you both because I know the humbleness you have at heart. I know the sincerity there is to serve. How did you guys come up with serving in the community? You said something that's so important and vital, and we're going to cover quite a bit today, but you said about serving in Wellston, how you do a service to bring church to the people. Can you and your husband talk about that for a moment, please? Because that's so critical, especially in this hour.
Okay, let me start by saying that God had gave me a vision.
My Lord.
Of the people that were lost and homeless and pushing buggies and out in the street in a state of, people would call them crazy, but they were in a state of being lost away from the Lord, like sheep.
Mm.
And it was about going to his people in that state and letting them know that God still loved them,
mm-hmm,
and see how many hearts would turn back to the Lord.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, we have experienced so many people on the street that we pray for.
Yes, ma'am.
Just, you know, give them something that the Lord tell us, if it's food, if it's clothes, if it's toiletry, if it's sanitary needs or whatever, underclothes, whatever it is. And you know, they'll tell us, we've heard this a million of times, no one ever prayed for me.
Mm.
You know, and that's heartbreaking to know how many of us that serve the Lord.
Come on.
And there's our brothers and our sisters and our husbands and cousins and uncles,
mm-hmm,
just out on the street, and nobody came up and say, hey, let me just pray for you. Can I pray for you?
And you know what I love about that? That's a sincere heart's cry. When we can hear the voice of the Lord. And even if it's not in a physical building, to have the compassion of Jesus to reach a soul that is crying out for him. And that truly is what assignment is. And that's why I love what you're doing, because it isn't just within the walls. It is outside where the people need him, in our neighborhood. That is something we desire and we've done for years, because so many people have had so many hurts, different things, but Jesus didn't stop just in the synagogue. He continued, mm-hmm, to walk the earth, and his mission was sure to make sure that men, women, boys, and girls were saved. I am so honored to have you guys on today. And you were talking about the ministry. Talk to us about your marriage. I know in order to serve together, you guys have been doing this how long now?
We've been serving together 7 years now.
Wow.
We've been serving. We met each other serving, and we just continue to serve. And it is, it definitely is your first ministry. Marriage is your first ministry.
Yes, ma'am.
It don't mean it's going to be easy, because, you know,
mm-hmm,
want to see you in unity. You don't want to. You don't want to see that the two spirits become one flesh.
Mm-hmm.
So one got to move over for the next, but it is your first ministry. It really is.
Brother Strong and Pastor Strong, and I don't know the exact title, but please forgive me if I was out of order. But I want to say to you, I thank God because you all both serve well. But can you talk to us about the men that you serve? What an impact it must be to see men. I know when my husband says, it's something different that happens when a man speaks and a man serves. Can you talk to us about that? And even as a father in your home, you know, how powerful that role is.
Yes, sure. Well, God has given me the insight to be a loving husband and a caring individual for all people.
Yes,
but
sir.
At home, I have to, if I can't do it at home, ain't no sense me taking.
Come
to
on
the
with
street.
That now. Come on.
Yeah.
So I'm like that all around, you know. And my job is to take care of the home and make sure everybody's happy inside.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I work inside the house and outside the house.
Come on now.
And you know, my heart goes out to the lost men that are in the world that are lost, because they have so many different versions of being lost. You know, and it's no one's the same. Everybody got their own makeup and own problems out there in the world. You know, like my heart goes out to the different characteristics that I have to deal with in the different circumstances. But my job is to impart the word of God to them to improve their situation. Because atonement is for all. Christ died for all of
them. Come on.
And a lot of men don't know that.
Teach.
A lot of men have been told things and they follow that, you know. How to be cool, or you know, how to be tough. And they don't want to soften up to the word of God. Humble themselves.
Why not your heart?
The situation that they're in gives me the opportunity to give them the word of God. And they receive it better. You know, I'm just open with it. You know, wherever I go, you know, I go downtrodden as well as I would go if I'm accepted to go to the people who are up in station.
To the prison house.
They still going to get the same word of God.
Come on now.
It's not going to change.
It's one word, huh?
Yes, amen. So it's a blessing for those, you know, have some stage, some water, you know, some planting, some water. I have seen my planting watered and I've seen it grow.
Yes, sir.
Seen the fruition come. Things that changed from just me going and meeting them and talking to them, they have come all the way out of sin and changed lives together, got their families back, children back, got jobs, and they were destitute.
The power of your voice. The power of you all serving together. And it's so critical, because I remember when we started serving in our neighborhood, just to testify about marriage, and our sister was telling us the truth. You know, the children automatically assume, they would say, is that your boo? I said, no, babe, that's my husband. And so to them, it was foreign because of what they knew. But the godly thing about it, the beauty of a husband and a wife that serves together, it brought family in, and it allowed us to be blessings to the families like you all are. It's so critical that our young people understand. Most of them, if you talk to them, say, I don't want to be married. That's just too much, blah, blah, blah. But when they see people that serve together, work together, without you saying anything, they're watching. And because they're watching, they're picking up whether or not marriage is what it says. So we honor you all, and we honor marriage and those that serve together in that capacity. I want you guys to share. Our sister, Dr. Toni Strong, is having an amazing birthday coming up, and I want you guys to share what's going to be happening for this birthday that's coming up. Are you there?
Oh, actually, I'm sorry, I'm here. Actually, it's a threefold event. It is a fashion show. It is a birthday celebration, and it is a fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
A fundraiser for Africa. So yeah, and I'm turning 60, so it's a lot going on. But we're using our gifts for the kids.
Yes. So you said it's going to be a fashion show, and then you're going to have this fundraiser. Let's talk about Africa. What is your passion with Africa? Why is it that people should come out to see this event and share and spend time with you?
Well, it is a runway show, and it's going to be designers here from St. Louis. I'm actually going to have a collection, my first collection.
Awesome.
Yeah, I've been into fashion and hair for over 30 years. And so I'm going to use the gift that God gave me for the kingdom. And it's my birthday, but I didn't want it. It's my 60th birthday.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't want this be, since that's a big number, I didn't want it to be just another year, another 60th birthday. So the Bible tells us only what we do for God is going to last.
My Lord.
So I wanted to use that event to bless somebody else, you know, in Africa and even here in St. Louis, because some of the proceeds are going to go for what we do here in St. Louis, and then some go for Africa. We've been paying rent for people in Africa, so we wanted to purchase a home so we can always have a place for people that need it. We're so fortunate here in America. We don't know poor like Africa. We don't know evil like Africa. We don't deal with the witches and the witchcraft, but it's coming if we don't watch out. That's a whole nother something.
It is a
fashion show, amen. Designers, not a boutique show. Handmade, handcrafted clothes. December 10th, doors open for VIP at 3 p.m.
Mm-hmm.
And for general admission, doors open at 5 p.m. And we're just going to have a good time. And the good thing about them is kingdom, because we're going to have a church and the secular come together. So just pray for me, sister. You hear me? Pray for me.
Yes. Well, can I say this to you? Because we have got to understand we live in a world where we have to allow the practical and the things that sometimes we can't be that religious. We can't understand that God has a purpose for what he does the way he does. Jesus had to relate to everybody. And I'm telling you, I believe that God is going to utilize, because you're utilizing your gifts and you're doing it for the kingdom and for you wanting to advance the kingdom in a mighty way. I know you all's heart. I know it's going to be phenomenal. And I'm going to tell you right now, those of you that live in the St. Louis area, you definitely need to support and come out for this event. Not only does it have a purpose, but we know those that are over it are true servants of God. And if you are looking for an opportunity to be a blessing to a ministry before the end of the year, we want you to pour into the strong. God bless them for the work that they're doing. Would you please give the listening audience your information of contact and how to be able to sow seeds into your ministry and to be able to get the tickets for your event?
Yes, the tickets are actually on Eventbrite, and that is fashioned with a mission. You can also cash app at dollar sign Prodigal House online or PayPal, Prodigal House Ministries. That's a S on the end of ministries.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, and we definitely, listen, we are in the streets every Sunday at 1 o'clock. There is mm-hmm. things that we want to do, not just for Africa, but even for the St. Louis. We have over 75 to 100 men that are in Wilson every Sunday.
My Lord.
Yeah. And I always say that's maybe your brother or your, you know, that could
come on.
Could be your husband that's out there living in the streets homeless and lost. And somebody got to go out there and get them. Somebody got to go get them.
You know,
get them from the church because, they're not coming in. So, but that's, mm-hmm. that's another thing.
Mm-hmm. And after the Cash App and all of that, what do you have an email or a contact information for them to contact you guys directly, maybe for speaking engagements, maybe for you all to be able to connect with you, that they would be able to keep in touch to be a blessing to you guys?
Yes. I think I'm going to give you mine. toni.w.9411@gmail.com.
Okay. Could you give it to us one more time in case someone didn't have that pencil or paper ready?
toni.w.9411@gmail.com.
Amen. Well, we certainly thank both of you for this. Was an extra treat. Thank you both for being on today. And we are praying for your event with the mission and praying for you, asking that the Lord will continue to lead, guide, and direct you, and that he will pour upon you guys for all that you're doing for the kingdom. And we thank you for serving in the St. Louis area and abroad, because this is what the kingdom does. It operates as the Lord would allow us to. So thank you so much, both of you, for being on today. And listen, you've heard from Dr. Tony, and I don't know if he's doctor, but Dr. Roberts,
yes,
a strong on today. Are you both doctors?
Yes, yes.
Amen, amen. I felt it. So I thank God for both of you all and serving the way that you do. You've had the information to contact them. And listen, let's not talk about it. Let's support them that they can continue to do the work that they're doing. Few churches want to go out into the community, be a blessing to a ministry that is in the community and doing a great work. So thank you again for both being with us on today on the Just For You podcast on Elation Radio. We love you and we thank God for you.
God bless you, sister.
Thanks so much.
God bless you both. All right. Hallelujah. Well, listen, you just heard from Dr. Tony and Dr. Robert Strong, two vessels in the Lord doing a mighty Holy Ghost-filled anointed work. And we thank God for them and all that they're doing. Listen, that's what Just For You wants to do. We want to highlight those ministries, individuals that are serving. Any of you that know us know that we love serving, and we love making sure that others learn who's out here serving as well. That is the work of the Lord, right? Do you remember when he knelt down and washed the disciples' feet? Out of all that he is, out of all that he has, there was a place in his heart to serve. And that is what we're all called to do. Maybe you won't be able to go out to Wilson, or maybe you say, that's not my calling, but I guarantee you in a gift that you have some capacity to serve. This is coming up on the year end, and there's so many things that happen near the end of the year, and we must be able to have somebody that we can serve. If it's a neighbor, maybe take them a meal. Maybe there's an elderly person in your neighborhood. Make sure you check on them. Don't just assume they're okay. Check on them. Maybe their children in the neighborhood. You know mama and daddy can't afford gifts. Ask the Lord how to be a blessing in this season. In your local churches, in wherever he calls you, ask him how to be a blessing. And I guarantee you'll find ways to serve. There are feeding shelters that are going to be open. Whatever he tells you to do, I say to you as Mary, those that she asked Jesus when she told him and asked him to turn the water into wine. Just do it. And he will definitely bless those that he puts on your heart. All right. I just want to share with you that we are thankful for today's podcast or Elation Radio, the opportunity and outlet to share with so many the gospel. Did you know that Elation Radio is on 24 hours a day, 7 days a week? And we love Elation Radio because there's such a diverse group of individuals with various topics, various podcasts. So we honor Elation Radio and our very own CEO and visionary, Dr. Kimmy Robinson. Listen, if this is your birthday month, the month of now, December, I want you to know here at Just For You and Elation Radio, we celebrate you. Maybe it's not your birthday. Maybe you have a fabulous event coming up, or perhaps you're stepping out in bold faith to do something you've never done before. We want to say thank you. We love you. We appreciate you, and we are celebrating with you. In the opposite side, there are times when there are things that come up and we really just don't know what to do because there's heartache or pain or distress or financially there are things going on. I want you to know I'm the same thing here at Just For You and Elation Radio. We are praying for you. Sincerely, heartfelt, we are praying for you. And we want you to be encouraged. This is a season where many people want to celebrate, whether it's Christmas, birthdays, anniversaries, whatever it could be. And to others, it is the most devastating time. Maybe they just lost a loved one. Maybe there's something else going on. And can I say, check on your mental health. There are going to be times things will stress us out. Some people stress themselves about gifts. They stress themselves about things that are temporary for a moment, but if they don't feel they rise to the occasion, they feel as if all hope in life is gone. Can I encourage you to focus in on knowing what's important in this season and being able to honor the Lord as best you can? Please think of that. Do not put the pressure on yourself to do something for a temporary moment that will set you back in debt, knowing, like we talked about today, you hadn't prepared for it, so it becomes a burden. Please pray in this hour over your decisions and what you are called to do and what you're not called to do. Amen. Also, we want to let you know there are going to be times when you're going to be in need. In St. Louis, we have United Way. That's United Way. We dial 211 in the St. Louis area. You're connected with an intake specialist that will give you directions on which way to go for your circumstance and situation. Please do not sit in need with all kinds of agencies available. If you'd like to learn more about United Way and you're not in the St. Louis area, please look them up on the web and you'll be able to find out for your area what is available. In the St. Louis area, we also have Urban League. St. Louis. That's Urban League St. Louis. And you can find out more about their programs in this season. There are times when bills are due. There are times when you want to be able to take a class, perhaps, and graft in something new. Maybe there's some business you want to start. I would love for you to reach out to Urban League St. Louis. That's ULSTL.com. They also have opportunities for food pantries and things that are needed for you as well. And Vince, and as well included, please look them up for all that they offer. St. Louis County Library. St. Louis County Library offers the monthlies for women. Hallelujah. They have different things they put in position for women, perhaps as an emergency, or perhaps you just are in need. Please contact your St. Louis County Library to find out more information. They also have toddler diapers so that they will be able to be available. Please contact your local St. Louis County Library. There are senior services, youth services, various things and programs that are affiliated with the St. Louis County Library. I want you to be assured in this season that God is who he says he is. He will do what he says he will do. And there are new things happening. Please don't forget to touch base with the Strongs on the project that they're doing. I want to also share with you about an upcoming event that is coming up. There are new businesses that are being birthed out, and we want all that would choose to go out and support, all right? Don't just have a dream for you and don't support someone else, all right? Very important to do that, because there are so many times when you may say, this is my season, this is my time, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, and it does not come to pass because you feel fearful. But when you place yourself in God's hand and make the necessary steps to prepare, God blesses. I want to tell you about the ultimate for you, about you, full-service salon and spa, specialized barber. This will be at St. Charles Rock Road. Let me give you the address here. I want to make sure I have it pulled up. That will be at 9812 St. Charles Rock Road. For more information, you can contact Reverend Charlene Wheeler Williams, and that is at 314-943-3599. Again, there's a new shop, salon, coming to town called The Ultimate, and it's for you and about you. For more information, you can reach out to Reverend Charlene Wheeler Williams, 314-943-3599. Also, we want to make sure that you are aware on December 31st, presented by Operation STL, there will be a New Year's Eve celebration for you. This will be held at the O'Fallon Recreational Center, 4343 West Florissant, St. Louis, Missouri, 63115. Why is that important? Maybe mom and dad, or mom or dad or family, want to go out for an adult night, but you would like to have a place for those teenagers to be safe and be able to enjoy recreation, as well as a free concert, food, everything's all-inclusive, and it's free. For more information, you can contact me, Michelle Y. Wright, at 314-405-1711. We'll be happy to address your needs. Volunteers are needed. Food donations are welcome. To inquire more, please reach out to me, Michelle Y. Wright, at 314-405-1711. 1711. I want to thank you again for listening this week to the Just For You podcast. We honor again all of you that take time out of your schedule to listen in, to jot down a scripture, to listen to our guests, and to, by all means, support Elation Radio. Again, Dr. Kimmy Robinson, and I cannot say thank you enough. This is a work that is really a heartfelt one of love. So we thank God for you, and I'm sure Dr. Kimmy appreciates you as well. I want to say to you, if you have a community announcement and you'd like to allow us to read it on your behalf, please send it to Michelle, M-I-C-H-E-L-E, Wright, W-R-I-G-H-T, on Facebook. You can inbox it to me, or you may email me at leading like you're leading someone, right like my last name, WRIGHT at gmail.com. We'll be more than happy to listen and take those requests, your prayer requests, your community announcements, and govern them as such. Also, we want you to know on Monday night, you can find Pastors Donald and Michelle Wright on Kingdom Wisdom Weekly. That's on Facebook at 8:30 p.m. That's Central Standard Time, 9:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on Wednesday, if the Lord says the same. Meet us back here on Elation Radio. And at 5:30 p.m., that's Central Standard Time, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Also, keep in mind, the Women of Elation will return, Lord willing, in the month of January. Once our new year has come back in, we are on sabbatical so that families can be with families. Ministry is family, so please keep that in mind. We will return on Clubhouse on those fourth Fridays at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, if the Lord says the same. Please continue to pray for us here at the Just For You podcast. Pray for me. Pray for my marriage, my home, all that God is doing in and through our lives. As well, we are praying for you. This brings us to the close of another podcast. We thank you again for listening. If you have any questions or would like to just connect in with Elation Radio, we can be heard on your digital platform. Please look up Elation Radio. It'll show you all of the podcasts that are associated with the radio station. Please, by all means, look us up. We love to have people come in. You can also join our From Ashes to Beauty Women's, our page. It's not just for women, but From Ashes to Beauty Facebook page. We also have an Elation Radio page. Please check us out. We'd love to have you. And this is where you'll find out a lot of the information and events that Elation holds. Okay? Thank you again for listening in. This has been your host, Pastor Michelle Y. Wright for Just For You. And I'm excited that you took time out. Let us pray. Abba, Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you for coming in. Thank you for what you've done. We pray for Israel. We pray for those being persecuted. We pray for every listening audience. Oh, my God. We pray for those in the United States and those that listen outside of the United States. We pray for India. We pray and lift up our very own sister and brother, Mary Shanti, and our brother Philip Ravi Santa Morella, and the passing of his mother in India. We love you so much, and we're praying for you. We lift up in the name of Jesus all that are in need of you, O Lord. We ask that you will touch and have mercy. Show yourself mighty and strong in our lives. Heal, save, and deliver. And to those that are listening in, not knowing which way to turn to you, O God, we ask that you continue to forgive us of our sins and give us a heart to forgive others. And we will thank you and praise you forevermore. Thank you for my husband and our home, and I thank you for the ministry. I thank you for all that you've charged to us. May all of us be found that are under the sound of our voice, being faithful to that which the Lord has called us to, and that we are preparing for that which is ahead and which is happening now. And we thank you in advance. In the mighty name of Jesus, bless Dr. Kennedy Robinson. Thank you for her recent birthday. Thank you for Dr. Tony Strong's upcoming birthday. Bless all that are listening and those that are in their hour of bereavement. Wrap your arms around them, and we will thank you and praise you forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. Amen. We want to thank you again. Until next time, this has been Pastor Michelle Y. Wright. Hallelujah. Glory.
She had a dream that she could do it, somehow she lost her way and didn't stick to it. She wanted the house, the cars, the money. She did all that she could. In her mind she was so focused, doing overtime in the diner. Just wanted someone to wine and dine her. She didn't believe in herself. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Believe in yourself, even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. That you can when you can. She was diagnosed with cancer, going to the doctor for some answers. They said she wouldn't make it, she couldn't take it. She did all that she could, getting sick from the chemo. Bank account started looking real low. She knew she could make it, she wouldn't take it. She believed in herself.
Believe in yourself.
Believe in yourself, even if nobody does.
Believe in yourself,
even if nobody does. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Yeah, you can. Let nobody tell you that you can when you can.
Ooh. You can make it. Yes, you can. Mm-mm. You can make it. You can make it. You can make it. Believe in yourself.
Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can't when you can. Don't let nobody tell you that you can when you can.